This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:16. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And now we're moving on to the latest development in the MOU between Malaysia and Indonesia for for domestic workers. And essentially, Seputih MP Teri Sakok has urged the PM to take over the negotiations on this MOU because she just doesn't think it's going well.
So specifically, she says that both Human Resources Minister M. Saravanan and Home Minister Datuk Sri Hamzah Zainuddin seem to be, and I'm quoting, at great odds in reaching an agreement on this. She also said that added failure to resolve this will cause embarrassment to us, and asked why the Home Minister was heavily involved in this discussion when his ministry is not in charge of labour and domestic workers or dealings with Indonesia on the MOU. So you may be wondering, what are these great odds? And the answer to that is we don't know, because I think, understandably, the details haven't exactly been revealed. But what we do know is that as of February 11th, Indonesian Ambassador Hermono has said that he had information that the two ministers in question gave contradictory statements on Malaysia's position about the MOU to Indonesian Manpower Minister Ida Fauzia. So that's all we know, that there are, it would appear, conflicting, contradictory statements given to Indonesia. And the other thing that we know is that, well, the MOU is still there. It hasn't progressed.
Yes, so we're trying to uncover, essentially how this impacts our ability to bring in domestic workers from Indonesia. And for that, we'll be joined shortly by Datuk Foo Yong Hui, who is president of the Malaysian Association of Employment Agencies, or PAPA. But we'd like to hear from you. What do you make of this? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now, Datuk Foo Yong Hui, who is president of Malaysian Association of Employment Agencies. Datuk Foo, thanks for joining us today. Now, Teri Sakok has urged our PM to intervene in these negotiations. In the first place, why have there been two ministers taking on this responsibility?
As we know, under the protocol, it is supposed to be the Minister of Human Resources to involve in the negotiations. I think there is some misunderstanding. All the while, the delegation is led by MOHR. So I believe that there might be some officers from KDN to participate in it. So I think the issue of two ministers involved in the negotiations may not be correct. There might be some misunderstanding. So as far as we know, that we have meeting with the MOHR, and we were informed that actually the MOHR is leading the delegations, is it? Yeah. So I think there might be some misunderstanding. Maybe it's people just plucked from some news from the newspaper that Dr. Sri Hamzah had made comment on that.
And what are you hearing from the Indonesian side on this issue?
Actually, for this round of negotiations, it's quite secretive. Secretive in the sense that we also don't get much information from Indonesia's side. Whereas MOHR have engaged with us and have told us about what the progress are. So basically, I think we get more information from our ministry instead of from Indonesia. And of course, we get some news from the newspaper and some saying that the main obstacle to the MOU is because of the SMO. So our insistence on the SMO. So I hope that the issue can be resolved as soon as possible for the benefit of people of Rakyat of Malaysia.
So, from your knowledge, what have been some of the main challenges in settling on this MOU?
I think the major issue has been settled, and this is a minor issue. And then, of course, in order to achieve amicable solutions, both countries have to compromise on certain issues. Neither party should insist on their stand, but certain things that we should adopt the agree to disagreement, is it? So you can't get 100%, nobody can get 100%. So everybody should give in a bit to compromise and reach a consensus, you see. So if you can achieve 50%, 60% should be good enough. Why should we insist on 100%, you see? So there's no so-called winner or loser, you see. Yeah, I hope that they can compromise on certain issue. So that is very important.
So what is the impact this delay would have on our intake of domestic workers, and who would this affect the most?
I'd say the impact has been prevailing for the last 2 years. And those people who are in need of the domestic worker, they are suffering. So, of course, during the MCO period, that's not so bad. Then now our governments, we are going to full economic recovery, and then we need manpower. And these were working adults, they are basically all back to work. And then we are actually in shortage of manpower, you see, because even we are in the acute shortage of for migrant workers. The number of migrant workers have reduced from 2 million to 900,000. You just imagine that, who are going to fill the vacuum. So basically Malaysians are back to work. Unless you are very lazy, then you couldn't find a job. Otherwise, everybody will be employed. So now we know that certain families, they are facing a big problem, like those ladies who have been working ladies before. And now they are back to work, and their children have to go to school, and certain schools are closed for the quarantine. And who is going to take care of their children at home? And those who have the elderly parents or elderly person at home, they are also suffer, because who is going to take care of these people? So, and the issue of long pending is to be resolved as soon as possible. Otherwise, you have created a social problem, because it also affect the whole working ecosystem. So those people who are supposed to back to work, they cannot go back because nobody take care of their children or nobody take care of their parents. They have to stay at home. And of course, now there are some companies are practicing or work from home, you see. So we hope that the domestic worker can be brought in as soon as possible. And we also shouldn't wait for Indonesia. And we should bring in domestic worker from other source countries as well, such as Philippines, Cambodia, Vietnam. But Vietnam now, they won't come. So we try to add in more new source country as well. So that's very important. So we have to adopt the proactive measure in tackling this issue.
So Theresa Kok has also called for the government to allow the Human Resource Ministry to be the only one handling foreign labor matters. What did you make of this? How would this benefit the recruitment process?
I think from this year onwards, basically the MOHR is the only ministry will handle the recruitment of manpower. So the one-stop center will be shifted to MOHR. So there's no doubt of it. And KDN was still in charge for the security issue. So I believe the thing is progressing quite well. And just to start from today onwards, employer can start applying for their migrant worker to come in. So we just wait for another few more days to see how is the progress, and then we make our comment later. And I think KDNs, they have minimized its role. So basically they are more focused on the security issues.
So moving forward then, what are your hopes that this is going to be resolved soon?
We hope that the government will relax the rules of the recruitment of migrant workers for these particular times. So to ease the needs by all stakeholders, being it a domestic worker or being it a general worker, general migrant worker, that's very important. We need manpower to solve all the production issue and the household issue. So I hope that the government will relax some rules for these particular times, so that to prepare for our economic recovery. That's very important, because look at our growth is only 3.5%. So we need more manpower to help our economy grow. That's very important. This is the only way to live, to uplift our standard. That's very important, because we've been suffering for the past 2 years. For the time being, don't impose too many rules like hostel or any other requirements. So just do it like a simple way. I would say that do it on the echo basis, doesn't matter, just for 6 months or 1 year. So get these people to come in first, to fill up all the vacancies. That's very important, you see. You look at the checklist, there are many, many items that they have to fulfill. So let it be simplified, make people to get the worker easily. That's very important.
Dato' Foo, thanks for speaking with us today. That was Dato' Foo Yong Hui, President of the Malaysian Association of Employment Agencies, weighing in on the where the MOU is currently with Indonesia on bringing in domestic workers. Let us know what you make of this. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.